Research study design. The critical evaluation of published research, including the type of study design used, is necessary to appropriately assign value to the conclusions of the authors of a paper. Understanding the advantages and disadvantages of each type of study design should prepare the IP to critically evaluate published research studies so as to appropriately assign value to the findings. Key point: IPC professionals must stay up to date on changing recommendations and requirements as well as new scientific literature and guidelines. Based on their findings, IPs can modify the IPC program as needed. Exhibit 3-16 gives an overview of the types of epidemiology study designs, together with their advantages and disadvantages. Exhibit 3-16. Epidemiology study designs. Note that the analytical types of studies, cross-sectional, case control, and cohort, all compare individuals with and without an outcome by the presence of one or more hypothesized risk factors. There are some important differences between case control and cohort studies. Exhibit 3-17 shows how case control studies start from knowledge of who does and does not have the outcome of interest, retrospective, while cohort studies start with the population and follow it, prospective. Exhibit 3-17, case control study versus cohort study. Levels of evidence. The decision to choose a particular study design depends on a number of factors, such as feasibility, study question, and outcome of interest. However, it is important to consider the relative strengths and weaknesses of each study design when interpreting research findings because not all are equally useful when making decisions related to resident care. Therefore, studies are frequently weighted according to the different levels of evidence they provide, as shown in Exhibit 3-18. Exhibit 3-18, Levels of Evidence. The study types that provide the weakest evidence are at the bottom, indicating that they are the least reliable. Higher levels correspond to studies that provide evidence of increasing quality, reliability, and validity, with the best evidence for clinical decision-making at the top. High-quality systematic reviews of multiple studies provide better evidence than any single study. Studies in which treatments are assigned, particularly those in which treatments are randomly assigned, are favored over observational and purely descriptive studies. Despite providing different levels of evidence, each type of study conducted for clinical research generates important knowledge, and descriptive studies are often useful in generating hypotheses that are later tested in experimental studies. Literature reviews. The IP is expected to be a subject matter expert in the facility regarding the current literature on hospital epidemiology. Conducting literature reviews is a key method for maintaining and advancing one's expertise in any given field. In terms of healthcare and IPC, many articles and reports are published by a number of reputable publishers. These reports can take the form of outbreak investigation summaries, cohort studies, systematic reviews, and more. A literature review can help identify additional avenues of investigation, highlight best practices, and present suggestions for how to address a situation confronting an IP. When conducting a literature review, an IP must be able to critically evaluate all kinds of published research. This allows the IP to appropriately assign value to the author's conclusions in any given paper, which is an important component of effectively translating research findings into clinical practice. Improved safety and resident care can be accomplished through the application of research findings and by providing residents with evidence-based IPC practices. For these reasons, it is important to understand the basic structure of typical published research papers before beginning the literature review process. One type of research paper is a systematic literature review. Systematic reviews identify, collect, analyze, and summarize empirical evidence related to a specific research question. Some systematic reviews include a meta-analysis, in which statistical methods are used to integrate the results of multiple independent studies. Systematic reviews not only describe what is currently known about a specific question, but can also be used to determine what additional studies should be undertaken to address uncertainties. Papers typically have the following sections. Included here are some questions for IPs to ask when assessing the quality of the published articles. Abstract. This section is a summary of the purposes of the study and its methods, main findings, and conclusions. Many journals follow a structured approach. Ask. Is this the right study to be reviewing? Introduction. This section presents the justification for and purpose of the research in the context of the existing problem and its relationship to other current research. Ask, Are the research questions to be addressed clearly stated, important, and appropriate? Materials and methods. This section describes the study population, inclusion criteria, and methods used to determine the sample and data analysis. Methods used for biological measures should be clearly stated. Ask, is the choice of study design applicable to the purpose of the study? Is the study population appropriate for the question and adequately described? Are inclusion and exclusion criteria described? For systematic reviews, was bias introduced during study selection? Is the study sample representative of the population of interest? Are the criteria used to measure the exposure and the outcome explicit? Were exposure outcomes of groups evaluated equally and, for randomized clinical trials, did persons blinded to the study arms evaluate outcomes? Are the proportions lost to follow-up in each study arm described? Results. This section should directly address the research questions posed in the introduction. Data are presented narratively and summarized in tables and figures. Statistical analyses should include the appropriate measures of association, summary measures, such as the relative risk or odds ratio, and measures of precision, p-values or confidence intervals. Ask, is the sample size adequate? Are the statistical tests appropriate for the study design? For meta-analyses, were findings from multiple studies pooled despite poor study quality or heterogeneity? Are factors that could have biased the results taken into account? Do the data that are presented in the text, tables, and figures provide an answer to the stated research questions? Discussion. This section includes interpretation of the major findings of the study, a statement of study limitations, and suggestions for applications of the findings in future research. Ask, are the conclusions that are drawn reasonable and justified given the results? Could alternative explanations account for the observed results? When analyzing published articles and studies, it is also important to understand the basic steps used to conduct the research in order to better evaluate the quality of these studies. The preferred reporting items for systematic reviews and meta-analysis statement describes the following steps. The questions below that assess each component have been adapted from the statement. Research question. Does the paper have a clearly defined and focused research question? Protocol. Did the researchers develop and adhere to an explicit review methodology? Literature search. Did the researchers comprehensively search bibliographic databases, identify relevant unpublished studies, review reference lists, and consult experts in the field? Study selection. Did the researchers use predetermined inclusion and exclusion criteria to select studies that address the research question? Quality assessment. Did the researchers use a scale to evaluate the quality of the included studies? Data abstraction. Were multiple reviewers enlisted to abstract essential data in order to ensure accuracy and limit bias? Analysis. Do the meta-analyses in the paper use statistical methods to generate a summary estimate and assess heterogeneity and publication bias? Interpretation. Does the paper provide the results of the review in a clinical practice context? Because many published articles are for single studies, it is important that an IP is also able to critically appraise all kinds of articles, both individually and in the context of other articles and evidence. This might require synthesizing the results and findings from a number of different articles in order to identify points of commonality or shared conclusions related to IPC procedures and policies.